Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of us celebrating this week, a very happy Hanukkah. We got a lot to talk about. All right, so apparently the average age of menopause is actually shorter than you think. So we'll talk about that and how confused I am because I haven't even hit menopause yet. I have all the symptoms. Don't ask. We're also going to talk about the age of when you start your period can dictate your health later in life, like we have any control over that. We also got the top things googly searched, okay? So we'll talk about what people were all Google-eyed about on Google. We'll also talk about how potatoes may actually help you lose weight. Yes, potatoes. And then, speaking of potatoes, we had a woman who used a potato as a contraceptive. How would you use a potato as a contraceptive, and what happens if the potato is sitting there, you know, for a long period of time cooking? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm looking at this. I think this was reported back in October. A 22-year-old Colombian woman went to the hospital complaining of abdominal pains. When she was examined, the nurse discovered potato roots growing out of her vagina. A potato was extracted, and doctors say they're going to chop it up, fry it, and such. No. Doctors say there will be no lasting damage. It was a 22-year-old woman who was told by her mom in Colombia to stick a potato in there to avoid becoming pregnant. Unfortunately, by the time the doctors discovered the potato, it had germinated and grown roots. This isn't the first time this has happened. We've heard of numerous cases where people stick potatoes in them. I don't understand why. All right. She lives in the Colombian town of Honda. All right, she had abdominal pain, and the medical staff at the hospital criticized the woman's mother for the terrible contraceptive advice, but it shows that there is a lack of sex education, okay? And many girls, unfortunately, there's research conducted by the Colombian Institute of Family Welfare, said they're trying to reduce high levels of teenage pregnancy because there is such a startling lack of awareness about contraception in young people. And not a lot of people have the sex talk. You know, in a lot of countries, you don't. You know, my father and our family, it was not something you talk about. They do not give the talk. In fact, I got in trouble for asking. And so it was one of those things where I had to learn from Dirk and Bill and Kevin and Kirk and Byron. And I mean, you know, I have volumes now of encyclopedia type research, but that's where I had to learn. So I am a huge advocate of us teaching kids how to protect themselves. Now, from what I find out, I guess it was a recent survey that after the Christmas party, right, the company Christmas party, there's a big jump in people asking for the morning after. Are you kidding me, people? The Christmas party? I told you guys, do not sleep with anybody you work with, please. All right? You know, just stop it. Anyway, you know, we take for granted what we know in America and what we're taught. I mean, we have sex education in class. And when, you know, sex education, boy, that taught me a lot. I was sitting there taking avid notes. I was like, okay, wait a second here. Wait, no, hold on. Can you spell that again? Really? Can you spell that, please? any diagrams? Because I am really trying to learn this stuff. I was afraid. I was afraid because my friends told me that if I didn't know how to have sex, I wouldn't be able to keep my husband. And I was like, oh, man. Yeah, he stayed anyway. I know. He stayed. You know what? Probably because by the time he married me, he was done. That's why it was good for me that he sowed his oats, you know. So by the time he got to me, he's like, you know what? I'm sick of sex. Fine. Whatever you do is good. I'm like, thank you. Ooh, what a relief. Because honestly, no Encyclopedia Britannica could teach you about that stuff. But unfortunately, people in other countries, and even in this country, think that if you put something in there, it will prevent pregnancy. Also, I'm kind of amazed at how many people forget that they have something in there. Like, I'll very frequently have women coming in saying, you know, there's, you know, a condom left, or there's a tampon left, or, I don't know, a piece of fruit. Somebody thought they left a poker chip. I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada, so somebody came in saying there was a poker chip in there. And, you know, guys, it's not a pocket, okay? You know, it's not a purse. Your makeup brushes, your wallet, your car keys, they don't belong there, okay? And then let's look at the food groups. You got your bread food group, you got your, you know, fruit and vegetable food group, your meat and your milk food group. None of those food groups belong in the vagina. No, not at all. Some of you guys use yogurt, all right, to help prevent yeast infections. Well, one of you about 20, 25 years ago, you put a frozen yogurt stick up in there. No, you eat the yogurt. And we're not doing this in jest. There's a lot of people that just don't know. Now, I understand about old wives' tale. I understand that. Like, for example, if you want to get rid of a cold sore, it's very well known that you could use earwax. Your earwax, put it on your cold sore, and it will go away. I've seen that work time and time again with my patients. It blows your mind because earwax is kind of dirty and disgusting, but people put it on their cold sore right as it comes on and it goes away. It's like, whoa. So I understand that there's certain old wives' tale and some of these things you swear by. But no, if you stick a potato in there, unfortunately, because of the moisture, etc., it's going to grow and germinate. And potatoes don't need a lot of sunlight, okay? Even though, obviously, you know, she's getting some sort of exposure to light, you know, if she felt the need that she had to kind of put that in there and then it opened up. Anyway, but just don't do that, okay? That's very, very bad. 1-877 Doc Dali, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you who live in the Las Vegas area, don't forget to catch us on More tomorrow, Channel 5. I'm going to be discussing some of the top medical headlines that we had this year, and it's interesting what we've seen. I'm not going to talk about it yet because that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and then I'll talk about it on the show the day after. By the way, you know, when you look at what was Googled, all right, apparently 2014, we have the list of top U.S. Google searches, and I don't know if Ebola made the top 10. You know, but one of the top things was Robin Williams. Robin Williams had died in August at age 63. And he was probably the top trended U.S. Google search story in 2014. Then came the World Cup, which was very exciting this year, I might add. And then came Ebola. Then Malaysia Airlines. Then Flappy Bird. I don't understand. Flappy Bird. I played Angry Birds. Then I guess it was Flappy Bird, but then Flappy Bird was taken off the market. I don't understand that. Anyway, the Ice Bucket Challenge, then ISIS, Ferguson, Frozen. Apparently, people have been Googling so much stuff about Frozen. I did because I wanted to be Elsa for Halloween, and then I realized it probably couldn't fit into the dress. And then Ukraine. Ukraine was probably the 10th thing Googled, all right? And it's interesting because, you know, years ago, we would be looking at, you know, what was the most popular on the first page of articles and what magazine would be the most, you know, popular read. I mean, Time Magazine, Life Magazine, Newsweek, U.S. News Report, People Magazine, Teen Magazine, Young Miss. You know, these were magazines, and they're still at the top of their game, a lot of them. But now, we don't just go to People Magazine or et cetera. We will Google. And we will get our news from a variety of places. And it's interesting, you know. Now, for radio, go to GCN Network. That's probably the only place you can get really, 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 really good national radio shows. So if you need that, just go straight there. And you can get news there, too. Sochi Olympics also was the top trending Google search, the Sochi Olympics. I feel bad. I don't think the Sochi Olympics was watched as closely as other Olympics. And I think it's because, I don't know, the snow looked like it was melting. It looked like they were all hot. You know, I know some people kept falling. I remember I was watching some of the, I don't know if it was the skiers or there were some bicyclists, but some people kept falling. I remember watching that. But unfortunately, I didn't watch a lot of the Sochi Olympics. I wish I did. You know, ever since I got passed up being an Olympic figure skater back in 1994, I find it very, very difficult to watch. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so will potatoes help us prevent weight gain? Apparently, potatoes are something of a diet food, even though we've been telling everybody to lay off the carbs. There's a new paper published by researchers at McGill University where high potato consumption in mice was shown to decrease body weight gain. The team believe that the findings are due to their high concentration of polyphenols. Remember we talked about polyphenols? They're in fruits and vegetables, and they fight disease, etc. Okay, well, apparently Dr. Professor Luis Aguillon, one of the authors of the study, says we are astonished by the results. We're like, what? This can't be right. In fact, we ran the experiment again, he says, using a different batch of extract prepared from potatoes grown in another season, just to be certain. Over a period of 10 weeks, the mice, who started out weighing 25 grams on average, were each fed an obesity-inducing diet, with some consuming the polyphenol-rich extract made from about 30 potatoes. Sounds delicious, huh? By the end of the experiment, the animals who had not been fed the potato extract gained an average of 16 grams. Those that did consume the polyphenol-rich potato extract put on only 7 grams. I know. Why didn't we start this before Christmas season? I know. So anyway, they call it the French paradox, where the French remain slim despite their seemingly unhealthy diet, which is high in saturated fats. They say in the famous French diet, according to principal author Stan Kubow, he said they have potatoes as their primary source of polyphenols, not the red wine. So I don't know. Anyway, potatoes aren't as often used in North America as they are in France. I had no idea. So anyway, they say the daily dose extract has to come from 30 potatoes. Unfortunately, you can't eat 30 potatoes a day. That's not the healthiest thing. Now, potatoes have a lot of potassium and even more potassium than bananas. Everybody says banana is the potassium food. I think oranges have more potassium than banana. And potatoes do. Potatoes, if it's a medium-sized potato with its skin, there's 110 calories per serving. with the 620 grams of potassium, that is almost half your daily value of your vitamin C. There's mostly no cholesterol, no sodium, and no fat in that potato. But what do they call it, a spud? You know what I love? I love my potatoes. I love my potatoes where they're thinly cut, but coronally, you know, kind of like circular, ovally, and they're thin. And they were, for some reason, they're dripping with oil, but I don't know why. Maybe they're just a little bit fried. And they have all sorts of salt and pepper and seasonings on them. And then I dip them in ranch dressing. That's how I like my potatoes. Yeah, according to the 31st, sorry. I'm hungry. It's Hanukkah tonight. I gotta make potato pancakes. I gotta run to the store and get all the potato stuff to make potato pancakes. That's about the only thing I can make, so I'm like really excited. I got a lot of work to do tonight. And it's all about the potatoes. According to the study published in October in the Journal of American College of Nutrition, dieters who included potatoes in the meal plans all lost weight as long as they reduced their overall calorie intake. So, there is no evidence that potatoes will cause you to gain weight if you eat them in a regular, healthy manner. So, no sour cream, no cheese, no salt, no butter, just plain potato. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The average menopause lasts 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. Oh, doesn't that sound horrible? Even though I haven't, like, technically hit menopause, I've already gone through a lot of it, the hot flashes, the estrogen and stuff. I'm only 43. Anyway, it's not looking fun at all. They say the symptoms of the menopause last an average of 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. We feel less feminine. Our vaginas dry out and atrophy, so it's difficult to have sex. We lose sex drive. We lose our hair. We start to droop. We get hot flashes. We have trouble sleeping. We get grumpy. It is so miserable. All right? Apparently, there was a study, and they asked women how long they suffered the symptoms. I'm surprised a woman kept it to the day. They said they experienced mood swings for 2 years, 10 months, and 15 days. Some of us call menopause the change of life. We stop menstruating. I can't wait. You know how nice, you know how many hundreds of dollars I'm going to save per month on maxi pads? I can't wait. Almost half reporting they had much less sex once they hit menopause, and many of them say it was the loss of sex drive. And now a fifth reported that their sex life returned to normal. I'm wondering if that would be me. You know, after having a Niagara Falls period every month, you would think that having sex would be a hell of a lot easier. Sorry, TMI. Although 92% said sexual intimacy was still important to them, 57% of women said they experienced vaginal dryness as a result of the menopause. Men, you're going to listen to this. No, you're not going to tune out. We're going to talk about vaginal dryness. Let's talk about that. For those of you doing this, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I know many of you men don't have vaginas, so you don't know how this would feel. But what I want you to do is imagine let your underskin, okay? Okay, you know, in the perineal under your testicle area. Okay. Oh no. Imagine inside your urethra, okay? And you know how sensitive it is inside there? Imagine somebody taking a very, very sharp edge and scraping the inside of your urethra. That's what it feels like for a woman with severe vaginal atrophy when she tears during sex. Okay? So, can you blame us for being a little grumpy and losing our sex drive? All right? Not enough women are buying lubricant. That will help. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess U.S. teens now are using e-cigs even more than regular cigarettes. All right? I mean, this is, what kind of a job did we do here? All right? Trying to get people to quit smoking. I don't understand this. Okay? University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future survey says that more of these kids are excited and enticed by the heated nicotine-laced liquid. And they're being sold very easily. I forget how many states kids can just go and buy these. Among eighth graders, 9% said they used e-cigs in the past 30 days, compared with 4% for traditional cigarettes. Eighth graders, we're talking about 13-year-olds. I have a 14-year-old. If I caught a cigarette in his mouth, oh my gosh, he'd lose teeth. Well, all right. That's how my parents. If I had a cigarette in my mouth, I would lose the teeth, and she would have smacked that cigarette out of my mouth, and it would have twirled out with a couple of teeth. There's no way. Among 10th graders, 16% reported using e-cigs, 7% reported cigarettes, and then by senior year high school, 17%, almost a fifth, reported using e-cigs, and 14% reported using cigarettes. The study published Tuesday surveyed more than 40,000 students across the United States earlier this year to identify substance abuse trends. It was the first time the closely followed survey, which had been conducted for 40 years, actually asked about the e-cigs. The results follow a report last month by the CDC indicated a sharp rise in e-cigs among students. This is a trend that officials said they found alarming. I mean, this is the new hot thing. This is, you know, hot stuff. This is what people want to do. All right? And it's the most popular thing. Now, you know, if they were not doing other bad behaviors, maybe I would relax a little bit. But they're still having sex. They're still doing drugs. They're still popping Xanax. They're still not going to class. You know, they're not, you know, we still have a lot of issues with our teens. And we always will. Teens will be teens. But where I get upset here is we were making some headway on the whole smoking cessation movement. Now, just to, you know, put these kids in the line of addiction with nicotine. Nicotine is extremely addictive. Now, you know, I smoked a couple cigarettes, some of my grandma's cigarettes, and I really didn't like it. It didn't make me cough, but I just didn't feel nothing. It didn't really, you know, I just didn't feel anything. And so, you know, for me, I never had the chance to become addicted. But I understand by what my patients go through that it's not as simple as just telling people, oh, stop smoking. Okay? I mean, I do that with my, you know, I do that with my, you know, patients. Okay, you gotta stop smoking. Well, okay, really, Dahlia? Really? Do you have any idea, okay, what quitting smoking means? Alright? And, you know, how difficult that is? What it entails? No, I don't. You know, here I am. I'm a doctor sitting on my little rolly stool, okay, holding my prescription pad with my glasses falling down my nose saying, you need to quit smoking. You know, really? Okay, when are we going to be practical about it? So these e-cigs come out, which help people still get their nicotine hit, gives people something flavorful to put in their mouth, since cigarettes obviously were very flavorful, and it gets rid of the tobacco. Yet now we're hearing that some of the vapors are 10 times more carcinogenic than what you get in cigarettes, and we're hearing that kids that never even smoked, never even put a cigarette in their mouth, is now going to take hits off e-cigs. So, you know, I had a nurse, a very young nurse, saying she is addicted to e-cigs. I go, how the hell? They've only been out. I think at the time, I thought they were only out for a few months. Already hooked. Because they like to. It looks cool. It's the end thing to do. And that's what young people are doing. All right? Well, take it from me that isn't young anymore. It's stupid. Don't be doing that, okay? I understand there's chocolate flavor. Ooh, there's chocolate flavor? Really? Hmm. Less calories, right? There's no calories in e-cigs. Wait a second here. I didn't know there was a chocolate flavor. Okay, hold the phone. Where do you get these? I do need some energy. Really? There's a chocolate cherry? Huh. Do they have, like, Jolly Rancher? They got Jolly Rancher like watermelon. Damn. All right. Man, I still very, very bad. Very, very bad. Listen, you're kids. You're not supposed to do that. I'm old. I can. I've never tried one of these. Okay, you know what? I have to. That's on my bucket list. I need to try a chocolate one. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I can because according to this study, I'm in the clear. Age at first menstrual cycle linked to heart disease and stroke. All right? They say high blood pressure, diabetes, tobacco use, obesity, those are obviously risk factors for heart disease. But what about when you first start to have your period? Okay? Women who had their first period age 10 or younger or 17 or older were found to be much more likely to develop heart disease, stroke, hypertension-related complications compared to women who had their first menstrual period age 13. Now, you guys know how old. Remember that pop quiz? How old was I when I got my period? I was 13. Very good. Yeah, see, I am so glad you guys know all that stuff. Yep, I was 13 years old, and I was running around the house. I don't know what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, I had to go pee. And when I went to the bathroom, I was like, you know. And, I mean, I kind of knew what a period was, but I was like, whoa. You know, I'm like, Mom, I need stitches. You know, what? I got a real bad boo-boo. See? Oh, my gosh. Put that away, honey. Here's a maxi pad. Can I have a tampon? Oh, no. Oh, no. Good girls don't wear tampons. Really? Well, older sister does. Yeah, but she's not a good girl. She's a hoochie mama. Here, you get this maxi pad and this here. Double up. You know what? Put the maxi pad on both sides. Both sides of the underwear, yeah, just double up. In fact, put on the outside of your pants. Then, you know, my father, what's going on here? Oh, Dolly got her period. Oh, cover the couches. Cover the couches. Dad, the couches are brown paisley. I don't think it'll matter. Oh, no. Cover the, get a raincoat. Again, where's the umbrella? I'm like, what women did you live with, Dad? So it was a very, very tumultuous time for me. But I was 13. Okay, the research team led by Dr. Dexter Kanoy of the Cancer Epidemiology Unit at the University of Oxford in the UK assessed health data from 1.3 million women in the UK, and the researchers monitored the women for more than 10 years. In detail, as if I haven't given you enough detail, these women were at 27% higher risk, unfortunately, for hospitalization or death, 60% higher risk for hospitalization and death from stroke, the first one was heart disease, 20% from high blood pressure, etc. This is from Medical News Today. All right, and they already, took into account weight, smoking status, socioeconomic factors, etc. So heart disease is the leading cause of death for women and men. Okay, the condition heart disease causes one in every four female deaths. Is that scary? Now, maybe early menstruation, getting your period before age 10, could be because you have obesity. So if you're heavy as a child and then you get your period earlier because of the hormones and you making sex hormones earlier, that could put you at risk. All right. I'm not sure what could be going on with the older women who got their period after age 17, because a lot of those women would be athletes, you know, very slim, etc. So I don't know. I don't know. So what do you do if your kid gets her period early? Well, if your kid is like 9 years old and she gets her period, which we're starting to see more and more of, we used to think age 8 was precocious puberty, but early puberty, but now these girls are getting them, you know, earlier. I would recommend checking her cholesterol and looking at her body fat also. You can't stop the period, it came, but you can at least, you know, check for other factors. 1-877-DOCTALI, we'll be right back.
Speak, 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 speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ever need direction or guidance? Ask the Light. Like to have a quick source of insight and inspiration? Ask the Light. Would you like an easy way to spread kindness in this crazy world? Ask the Light. Ask the Light miracle cards from AskTheLight.com were created in the aftermath of a true miracle. Beautiful underwater photography capturing the dance of water and light are combined with inspirational words to create the 53-card deck of Ask the Light miracle cards in a custom, easy carry box. Ask the Light miracle cards speak directly to your heart and opens you to everyday miracles. Spread some kindness by giving a card away. It's a great way to connect with people. These cards bring blessings to all that experience them. Experience the many benefits for yourself. Visit AskTheLight.com to enjoy early holiday specials. Buy one deck for $18.50 or two for $30. They make great gifts for friends and family too. Ask the Light miracle cards at AskTheLight.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy Hanukkah for those of us celebrating this week. Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Kwanzaa. And anything you like to celebrate this time of year, even if you don't celebrate, very, very busy time. They say the U.S. Postal Service processes 640 million deliveries on the busiest day of the year. Apparently, a surge in online purchases have seen last year's total rise by 33 million from 607 million packages. Postmaster General Patrick Donahue said they are ready for the rush. They have extra staff that have been taken on at local post offices. My grandfather used to work at the post office. He actually was an ice cream. He actually had a little ice cream. One of his jobs was an ice cream bicycle where he didn't operate an ice cream truck. He had a bicycle back in the early 50s, and he would, you know, drive around on his bicycle selling ice cream to kids in the neighborhood. That's how he supported himself. And then he worked at the post office later. And so, but he wasn't a, you know, a postal worker who was driving around. He was kind of working behind the scenes. Just little trivia. That was my grandfather. Anyway, all right. So 640 million cards, letter, packages were processed on Monday. That was yesterday, their busiest day of the year. Apparently, more and more people are buying stuff online, telling them to ship it for free shipping, as opposed to going into a store, buying the product, and mailing it. All right. Now, you know, I don't really do Christmas cards. I do the e-card because it's free. You know, I send my e-cards for free. I have to send a save the date for my son's bar mitzvah, and I'm probably just going to do an e-save the date. I mean, you know, save $200. It's ridiculous what people spend. Anyway, FedEx told told CNN that it projects making 290 million deliveries this season, up nearly 9% from last year. UPS said it was planning for 585 million packages this month. Amazon says there are just 4 days left to place an order for free delivery by Christmas. I'm assuming, like, by today, that would be then 3 days left for free delivery by Christmas. Now, luckily, extra hands have been hired. So I love the fact, I love this time of year because there's extra work. People are getting jobs. Thank God. People are able to work, make some extra money, etc. All right. But again, very, very interesting. And we are going to see the economy feel this, how a lot of the purchases have been shifting online. It'll be very interesting to see the numbers that we get in January of how retail businesses did in terms of people coming in and getting products. I mean, I've been very, very lucky in terms of walking into a store and walking right up to the cashier with no line. Yeah, that may be fortunate for me that I haven't had to stand in horrible lines this Christmas season, but what's happening to, you know, commercial real estate, stores, you know, that, you know, where people window shop, et cetera. Can they stay open if everybody is just going online and window shopping there? So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. What are the worst holiday gifts? In a recent survey, Consumer Reports looked at the common complaints of gift giving, and people were asked which gifts they considered undesirable. All right, I think boots was probably the least desirable gift to receive. Is that interesting? Like whiskey, rum, vodka, brandy was listed in the top 10 worst gifts. I'm surprised because that stuff is expensive. You know, we're having a party at the house, so of course we have to stock the bar, and that's the most expensive thing, even more than food. So whatever people give you, bottles of Jack or Crown or whatever, even if I don't drink it, that's like money in the bank. I'm really surprised, unless they don't, you know, entertain. I entertain a lot. Flowers and plants listed second in the top 10 worst gifts, probably because you got to remember to water them. That's a tough one. Home decor like frames and candles, books. People hate getting books. Kitchen items, clothes. Yeah, don't buy me a piece of clothes because I usually can't fit into it. I look skinnier than I am. Wine, Some people are like, nah, don't be giving me wine. Yeah, that's a hard one. I don't really drink wine, so I don't know what to do with wine except put it in our little wine closet. Food, bringing food, clothing accessories like socks, scarves, etc. Now, this is interesting, gift cards. 3% said they would not want gift cards. I would think that would probably be the most popular gift ever because, again, that's like money in the bank. So we'll talk about later this month some of the worst things you could get. I'm going to wait till after you guys did all your shopping so that you could really, really feel bad what I told you guys not to get. All right, so I was on KABC, Doug McIntyre, in the morning this morning talking about how the average worker comes into contact with more than 20 million disease-causing bacteria on their keyboard, phone, and mouse. There are over 7,500 organisms just sitting there on your keyboard, and I'm looking at pictures here under UV light. It is disgusting what we're looking at. All right, and apparently, you know, there are tons of working days lost each year because people get bacteria, viruses, etc. And whenever anybody gets sick at work, everybody gets sick. All right, now even though airborne is probably a more common way people are getting sick, anybody using your computer, anybody using your mouse, anybody sitting at your desk is infecting it. And if you look at your desk, telephones, keyboards, computer, mice, it could be pretty, pretty disgusting. So according to Dr. Lisa Ackerley from the University of Salford, she says that you need to clean and use hygienic measures because that'll significantly lower sick days. 1 in 5 workers fail to clean their workspace before they eat. 2 in 3 eat lunch at their desk. 20% of people never clean their computer mouse. 80% of common infections are transmitted by touch. They say here, viruses like influenza can survive on hard surfaces like your desk for up to 24 hours. That's pretty scary stuff. They say accountants, desks, and telephones average 6,000 bacteria per square inch. Bankers, 5,400. This is kind of interesting. Crumbs encourage the growth of bacteria, so you don't want crumbs of food sitting there. 1 in 5 office workers do not clean their desks. We already talked about that. Okay, so that's on dirty desks. So, you know, what about Purell or the hand sanitizer? Well, we talked about that. We talked about how triclosan has been linked to tumors in mice. And so even though a lot of you do a squirt, and of your antimicrobial or your hand sanitizer next to you, you know, without hand washing, you're not doing as good a job. So I would recommend, please wash your hands, soap and water, etc. The study we talked about with the tumors that grow in mice, they had been, I guess, given the triclosan in their food and water at super high concentrations. So I don't think you have to worry about your hand sanitizer causing cancer per se, but we did see this very surprising study in mice when they were fed it. Of course, don't eat the hand sanitizer. That's stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say indoor tanning injuries can send you to the ER. Apparently, there were 6,000 indoor tanning injuries in emergency room departments back in 2013. They were burns, fainting, eye injuries from tanning devices. What are you guys doing in there? I'm wondering if you're getting up, and when you get up, you're so dizzy that you just fall forward. I don't know. But, guys, really, okay, I know this is the time for indoor tanning because it's cold outside, but don't be heading to the ER. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dalia.
From
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-